Dictation for Lori, L-O-R-I, Wilson, August 2560. Address as a letter to Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y, Mullin, M-U-L-L-I-N, 810-275-0307. Dear Mrs. Mullin, consultation for Mrs. Wilson with a recent acute on chronic renal failure secondary to left-sided hydronephrosis related to nephrolithiasis, calcium oxalate monohydrate by analysis, she's been aware for a number of months. Procedures delay because of family issues. Husband did pass away in Alabama. She was commuting back and forth. So urology Dr. Mills, M-I-L-L-S in Midland, who referred her to Dr. Kaul, K-A-U-L, for stent placement. And removal of the stone, all this back in early December. Present urine is clear, good volume without cloudiness or bladder infection. He has a chronic back pain on the right side that questioned this disease with some radiation to the lower abdomen. Good appetite, weight is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. She has gained like 10 pounds, some edema, lower extremities, hands. Denies dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, cough, sputum production. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, her past medical history. For diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, depression, anxiety. The recent kidney stone, nephrolithiasis, acute and chronic renal failure. Question rheumatoid arthritis, back pain from osteoarthritis. No anti-inflammatory agents, has been using Tramadol Flexeril. Denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, coronary artery disease, heart problems, or gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, liver disease. This is the first time that she has a stone. Next paragraph. No side effects to penicillin. Next paragraph, surgeries, the recent cystoscopy, stenting on the left ureter, and eventually removal, a benign growth on the left middle finger, benign, colonoscopy, no abnormalities. Next paragraph, present medications, include aspirin, lisinopril, metformin, Lasix, citalopram, Crestor, vitamins, just started on Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A. Next paragraph. Prior smoker, age 14, one pack per day, off and on, discontinued 10 years ago. Next paragraph, occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph, mother, family history of kidney stone as well as brother. Two daughters not affected. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 250, height 66, blood pressure 128/88 on the right, 126/74 on the left, overweight, alert oriented sign 3, normal speech, no respiratory distress, no facial asymmetry, normal eye movements, no palpable thyroid, carotid bruit, JVD, or lymph nodes, respiratory, cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no abdominal tenderness, no costo-vertebral angle tenderness, minor peripheral edema, and no gross neurological deficits. Next paragraph, chemistries. Most recent one, November, creatinine at 1.1, which is an improvement. Normal electrolytes, minor increase of bicarbonate probably from diuretics. GFR of 50, stage 3, a normal calcium and albumin. Back in October, creatinine 1.4. Normal liver function tests. September, creatinine of 1, July 1.2, no major anemia, white blood cell or platelet abnormalities, does have elevated cholesterol, triglycerides, most recent TSH normal, last A1C 6.2. The calcium stone report, 90% calcium oxalate monohydrate. This is from October. Next paragraph. A prior kidney ultrasound from December 2021 with the obstruction of the left kidney. Severe, again, procedures delay almost a year because of some social issues, patient commuting Michigan to Alabama for family problems. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Calcium oxalate monohydrate nephrolithiasis, next number, left-sided severe hydronephrosis, status post stent and stone removal, followed by urology, Dr. Cole. Next number, acute and chronic renal failure improved. Next number, chronic kidney disease. Next number, underlying diabetes well controlled. Next number, blood pressure in the office appears to be well controlled. Patient tolerating low dose of lisinopril, recently started on Farxiga, continue aggressive cholesterol management, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, comments. It's my understanding that the left kidney is considered not functioning and Dr. Cole is considering potential nephrectomy. Patient is not having presently any complications of recurring urinary tract infection, gross hematuria, or localized pain or sepsis. I would like to do a nuclear medicine scan to assess how much kidney function is coming from the left comparing to the right, and that might allow Mrs. Wilson to make a decision for surgical procedures or not. In terms of the calcium oxalate, we're giving instructions about what foods and drinks are rich in oxalate. Continue drinking water, trying to produce a urine output around 2 liters. A copy of this dictation goes to Dr. Cole, K-A-U-L. All questions answered. We will follow with you over time. End of dictation.